Hey guys, and welcome back to Sam Smith Audio Show. Adjust my camera there. Welcome back to the Sam Smith Audio Show. I'm just letting everybody know that this is the last solo show that I'm gonna do for season two. I'm ending season two with this episode. I hope you guys all enjoy it. I've got some fresh new stuff that I'm going to kick off season 3 with, but I'm not going to announce it yet. I'll let everybody know what's going on a week before the first episode, and I'll share what I'm doing with y'all, or what I'm doing. I'll share it with everybody in the community as soon as I get everything together. So, look out for season 3, guys. It's going to be fucking awesome. It's going to be way better than season 2, which I'm not disappointed with season 2. I think season 2 went a lot better than season 1. And season 1, you know, of course, it's all audio. You know, I didn't even really start doing anything with the Instagram feed until season two, and I think it's worked really well. I love all of my followers and everybody that listens to the podcast and all that. You guys have been so awesome, and I appreciate the support for season two. The local music scene, the community there, you guys are fucking awesome. You know, thanks for all of your support. And I look forward to your continued support, you know, in the future. And I couldn't ask for a better audience. I love you guys. And enjoy this last episode for season 2 of the Sam Smith Audio Show. And stay tuned for season 3 stuff. And I apologize. I know that the background noise sounds like a war zone, but I have kids, and my studio's not all the way soundproof yet. But love you guys. Hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Sam Smith Audio Show. Okay, we're going to kick this off with the spotlight, and I have a few different things I want to talk about. First off, I want to talk about a band, a local band from Central Arkansas, from here in Little Rock, an alternative pop-punk band that's really freaking good. And just put out a new single with a music video and stuff called Postcards. So if you're stuck in quarantine, you don't have a whole lot to do, go and listen to Postcards and watch the music video. This shit is fucking dope, dude. You won't regret it. I fucking have been listening to it every day since it came out. I put it on my main playlist, so I just wanted to congratulate you guys for doing an awesome job on that, and I'm going to be staying up to date on some on y'all's shows. I can't wait till y'all start doing some new stuff. You know, I see that y'all canceled the album release show or whatever for that, and that really sucks, but I thought it was really awesome that you guys reimbursed people and shit on their you know, money for that and everything. So that was really cool, man. You guys are so fucking awesome. Great musicians. Keep it up, man. Love what you're doing. Anyways, if you're looking for something else to do, you wanted to go to shows and stuff like that, but you don't really, you know, want to get out and risk getting sick and, you know, being in a bunch of big crowds and stuff like that, then go and check out the AAA Records Presents the Quarantine Concert Series. It's a group on Facebook. They have a lot of bands and local artists and stuff are doing lives, Facebook lives on there. So go and check that out. They have, virtual tip jars and stuff, you know, so go and leave them a tip and all that kind of stuff. As you can see, it's a war zone upstairs at my house, you know, with my kids and stuff. They're being kind of rowdy today. But, anyways, the quarantine concert series, there's some awesome artists on there. I've really been enjoying keeping up with it. You guys are AAA Records. You guys are awesome for that. And that's, you know, been keeping me entertained during this quarantine stuff, you know, because I've been stuck at the house, as you all know, for the past week because my girlfriend isn't feeling good. But anyways, there is one more shout out that I want to do on the spotlight here, and that's pretty much all I'm doing right now is just shout outs on the spotlight, since I couldn't get anybody in. So, you know, we're carrying on with the regular routine and stuff here. And anyways, Zachary Smith, man, I love this thing that he's doing. Your Arkansas Music, the Your Arkansas Music page on Facebook, you can follow that. This guy is really awesome. He's really informative and stuff, you know. He shares all of the stuff from Arkansas, you know, bands and artists and stuff. He really shares the shit out of your stuff and promotes it and all that kind of stuff. And he's doing an awesome job at, you know, spreading the word of our local artists throughout Facebook, you know, and stuff. And he's got a Spotify playlist, so go and check that out if you're stuck at home on quarantine and you're bored and all of that kind of stuff, and you couldn't go to the shows that you wanted to see or listen to the bands that you wanted to hear, or whatever, live. Your Arkansas Music, man, their playlist, I've been listening to it, and their playlist just got a little bit of everything on here, you know, from local folk artists to you know, heavy, you know, like metal artists and shit, all the way to pop punk artists and everything, man. This guy did such a great job just throwing all kinds of local genres together with this, you know, Your Arkansas Music playlist on Spotify. It's so good. Thanks, Zach. I'm loving it, man. Loving it. Anyway. And I've heard a lot of new bands that I haven't heard before, too, listening to it. So, anyways, to all of my local listeners, there you go. There's your spotlight. And to all of my listeners abroad, I hope you learned some, heard about some new bands and discovered some new music through my podcast that you can go and check out. We have some talented artists and talented people here in Little Rock. And it's a fucking great state to be from. And anyways, hope you guys enjoyed, and thanks for listening, and don't forget to stay tuned for the next segment. Also, I have the spoken word poetry thing that I was talking about doing with some reggae music in the background. I did it. It did not work out so well. It's kind of funny. I'm going to put two of the things that I did that I fucking went, they're complete trash. Putting them up here for your amusement, your entertainment only. Anyways, thanks for listening. Don't forget to listen to the whole episode and listen to that stupid ass spoken word poetry stuff that I put out. The poetry, I like my poetry, but I mean, it didn't go well with the beats that I chose. But anyways, go and check it out, listen, and stay tuned for the next segment. Thanks, guys. That's it for the spotlight. Hey, guys, and welcome back to the next segment, the fun facts. And in this fun facts, I'm doing fun facts of Arkansas. So Arkansas facts and trivia. 50stats.com is who, that's where I'm getting this information. So anyways, let's get into it and see what they got here about our awesome fucking state that we live in. Elevation in the state range from 54 feet above sea level in the far northeast corner to 2,753 feet above sea level at Mount Magazine, apparently the state's highest point. That's a pretty crazy range, kind of, you know, like, so that's a really crazy range for, you know. But anyways, we have a little bit of everything here in Arkansas. It's what makes us so great. The community, okay, this one is for all of my music fans that listen. So this one's a good one if you like folk music. The community of Mountain View is called the folk capital of America. The little town preserves the pioneer way of life and puts it on display for visitors at the Ozark Folk Center State Park from March through October. And if you have not been to Mountain View, these people are so fucking laid back. They have people that come out there, I think, every Saturday, and they play music in the streets and stuff at, like, Town Square. And they play music, folk music. They have different, like, family folk bands. They have solo folk musicians and stuff. It's so freaking laid back and chill. You should definitely check it out if you get the chance. Go to Mountain View. You will not fucking miss it. They have motels you can stay at, but if you don't want to stay at a motel, they have cabins you can rent. That are outside of town, or you could go over to Blanchard Springs Caverns and go and do a little bit of camping. And so that's like free in some spots. They have a lot of wildlife management areas. You can just go set up a tent for free out there. You know, you don't have to pay for anything, but you don't have all of the utilities, water, electricity, and all that stuff. But that's not camping anyways. Fuck it. I said it. Yeah. I like to go out and, you know, I like being out in the woods and stuff. You know what I mean? I don't mind having to fucking walk a little ways, take shit. Not a big deal, you know, to me. But anyways, Mountain View. It's awesome. Go check it out. I love that place. Let's see here. Since the 1830s, the area known as Hot Springs National Park has bathed notables as diverse as Franklin D. Roosevelt, Babe Ruth, and Al Capone. Try not to catch syphilis bathing in the same fucking waters as him. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. I don't think you're going to get fucking syphilis, but he did die from it. But anyways, the park is entirely surrounded by the city of Hot Springs, the boyhood home of President Bill Clinton. So, there you go. Hot Springs is a pretty good place to check out. You know, if you have never been to Hot Springs, it is fucking awesome. They have Oak Lawn there. Absolutely love Hot Spring. The atmosphere is freaking great. They used to do their own version of Mardi Gras or whatever. I think they did it a couple of times. I don't know if they still do that or not. But they have other stuff that you can go up there and do. They have the horse races and the casino. And they have a ton of venues and things like that. I want to go to, I think it's Matt Sims. That's up there that I've been hearing a lot about. A venue in Hot Springs. I want to go check that out one of these days. So, anyways, that's definitely going to be on my bucket list. Let's see. Famous singer Johnny Cash was born in Kingsland, Arkansas, apparently. So, I heard that they opened up his childhood home for you to be able to go and see and stuff. And I would not mind doing that, going and seeing where Johnny Cash grew up at. So, I think that'd be awesome. I would like that. I'd rather go and see Johnny Cash's boyhood home and all that stuff than Bill Clinton's or anybody else's for that matter. But Johnny Cash is a fucking legend. I love him. Let's see. Trying to find some good ones here. The pine tree is the official state tree in Arkansas, designated in 1939. So there you have it. Pine Bluff is known as the world's center of archery bow production. Let's see. The state contains 6 national park sites and 2.5 million acres of national forest, 7 national scenic byways, 3 scenic byways, state scenic byways, and 50 state parks. Guys, that is a lot. There's a lot to do here as far as camping and outdoor stuff goes and hiking trails and all of that. We even have some great hiking trails here in the capital city, man, in Little Rock area. There's a ton of shit to do as far as that goes. And if you've never been to Arkansas but you want to come here on vacation after all this coronavirus bullshit passes, come here, get some outdoor shit going. You know, go camping, go hiking. It's awesome. You will love it. Located just outside of Murfreesboro, a crater of Diamonds State Park allows dedicated prospectors to search for precious gems, including diamonds, I don't know how to pronounce that one. Garnet, jasper, agate, and quartz. Clark Bluff, overlooking St. Francis River, contains chalk to supply the nation for years. And there you have it, guys. There is your fun facts about Arkansas, the natural state. And thanks for tuning in and listening to the fun facts. Stay tuned for the next segment, guys. It's been awesome. I'll catch you later. Hey guys, and welcome back to the news segment on the Sam Smith Audio Show. And in this, on this episode of, or this segment of the news segment that I do or whatever, I'm going to tackle frequent asked questions on the CDC website about the coronavirus. So, frequently asked questions. Here we go. The first one that I see on here. Okay, coronavirus disease 2019 basics. Frequently asked questions. What is a novel coronavirus? According this the CDC. Okay, and this I'm quoting them. A novel coronavirus is a new coronavirus that has not been previously identified. The virus causing coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, is not the same as the coronaviruses that commonly circulate among humans and cause mild illness like common cold. A diagnosis with coronavirus 229E NL63OC43 or HKU1 is not the same as COVID-19 diagnosis. Patients with COVID-19 will be evaluated and cared for differently than patients with common coronavirus diagnosis. Okay, so that answers that question. Let's see. What? Oh, and that right there explains why they have it on the back of your fucking Lysol can. I've been hearing a lot of shit about, oh, well, it says on the back of the Lysol can that it kills coronavirus, so they've known about this. And blah blah blah. Apparently, yeah, they've known about coronavirus, but they haven't. But there's multiple different versions of coronavirus that they've known about. COVID-19 is one that they're, you know, just now, you know, figuring shit out about. You know what I mean? But coronavirus is just multiple different diseases, apparently. So stop with all the bullshit conspiracy theories and shit. The government's out to fucking get you. Ah. Scare everybody. Buy up all the fucking toilet paper. Jesus Christ, I can't wipe my ass. Because you dickheads bought 200 fucking rolls of toilet paper, filling up an entire goddamn shopping cart. I had to buy paper towels. And I went to 5 different damn stores, thanks to you assholes. And I still didn't fucking overload myself on fucking toilet paper. You know? Stop being a dick. Other people need that shit, too. I'm fixing to say, fuck it, start ordering my shit on, Amazon. Fuck it. But, anyways, next question. Why is the disease being called coronavirus disease 2019 COVID-19? On February 11th of 2020, the World Health Organization announced an official name for the disease that is causing the 2019 novel coronavirus outbreak, first identified in Wuhan, China. The new name of this disease is coronavirus disease 2019, abbreviated as COVID-19. In COVID-19, CO stands for corona, VI for virus, and D for disease. For all of you stupid fucks that don't already know that, it's kind of common sense. But anyways, formerly this disease was referred to as 2019 novel coronavirus, or 2019 in code. Anyways, there are many types of human coronaviruses, including some that commonly cause mild upper respiratory tract illnesses. COVID-19 is a new disease caused by a novel or new coronavirus that has not previously been seen in humans. The name of this disease was selected following the World Health Organization, who best practice for naming of... I shouldn't have read the best practice then. Fuck thing for a link. Who for naming of new human infectious diseases. Okay. Anyways, there's the third frequently asked question. Why might someone blame or avoid individuals and groups create stigma because of COVID-19? Let's see what possible reason people could have for doing that. People in the U.S. may be worried or anxious about friends or relatives who are living in or visiting areas where COVID-19 is spreading. Some people are worried about the disease. Fear and anxiety can lead to social stigma, for example, towards Chinese or other Asian Americans or people who were in quarantine. Okay, fuck off. It sounds like some of these people are probably just racist. But anyways, stigma is discrimination against an indefinable group of people, a place, or a nation. Stigma is also associated with a lack of knowledge or stupid fucking people. About how COVID-19 spreads. From dumbasses not washing their hands and fucking buying up all of the toilet paper. Oh, and other dumbasses that just can't stay inside their fucking house when they get a cough because they just want to say, oh, it's just a sore throat. Fuck off. You've probably got coronavirus, dick. Stay inside. You don't have to fucking go anywhere, you stupid bastard. Stigma hurts everyone by creating more fear and anger towards ordinary people instead of the disease that is causing the problem. So that's right. Okay, we don't need to hate the people. Hate the disease. Clean up. Wash your fucking hands for at least 20 seconds with warm water. Use disinfectant on your fucking doorknobs. On your goddamn, sink any fucking thing you touch, you stupid bastards. I'm fixing to disinfect this fucking microphone as soon as I'm done with this podcast. Okay, and don't be a dick. Don't buy more stuff at the store than what you need. You're being a real asshole for the people that actually need it. Anyways, how can people help stop stigma related to COVID-19? Is the fourth question in frequently asked questions on the CDC website. People can fight stigma and help not hurt others by providing social support. Counter stigma by learning and sharing facts, communicating the facts that viruses do not target specific racial or ethnic groups. No shit. No shit. The government, again, people, the fucking government is not out to get the poor or immigrants. They're not out to get the fucking poor. They're not out to get the minorities. This is all a bunch of bullshit. Stop with the fucking conspiracy theories. It's not true. It's just a fucking, the virus started in Wuhan, China. It wasn't created by the fucking government. I don't believe that shit. But anyways, stop with all the bullshit. It's sad that they even have to fucking have some of the shit on here. Like, this is really the most the shit that people, I mean, come on, guys. Anyways, counter stigma by learning and sharing facts, communicating the facts that viruses do not target specific racial or ethnic groups, and how COVID-19 actually spreads and spreads can help stop stigma. Okay. How it spreads. What is the source of the virus? Coronaviruses are a large family of viruses. Some cause illness in people and others, such as canine and feline. Coronaviruses only infect animals, rarely animal coronaviruses that infect humans have emerged to infect people and can spread between people. This is suspect to have occurred for the viruses that causes COVID-19. Middle East respiratory syndrome and severe acute respiratory syndrome are two other examples of coronaviruses that originated from animals and the spread to people. More information about the source and spread of COVID-19 is available on the situation summary source and spread of the virus. That's a little link there. This is all, again, on the CDC website and everything. How does the virus spread? This virus was first detected in Wuhan, China, Hubei Province, China. The first infections were linked to a live animal market, but the virus is now spreading from person to person. It's important to note that person-to-person spread can happen on a continuum. Some viruses are highly contagious, like measles, while other viruses are less so. The virus that causes COVID-19 seems to be spreading easily and sustainably in the community. Community spread in some affected geographic areas. Community spread means people have been infected with the virus in an area, including some who are not sure how or where they became infected. Okay, so there you have it, guys. Started in Wuhan, China. It comes from animals, not the government, again. Anyways, can someone who has had COVID-19 spread the illness to others? Let's see what they say about that. The virus that causes COVID-19 is spreading from person to person. Someone who is actively sick with COVID-19 can spread the illness to others. That is why CDC recommends that these patients be isolated either in the hospital or at home, depending on how sick they are, until they are better and no longer pose a risk of infecting others. So, yeah, you can, you know, after someone gets over it, they're not going to spread it, obviously. But, anyways, how long someone is actively sick can vary. So, the decision on when to release someone from isolation is made on case-by-case basis in consultation with doctors, infection prevention and control experts, and public health officials, and involves considering specifics of each situation, including disease severity, illness signs and symptoms, and results of laboratory testing for that patient. Current CDC guidelines for when it is okay to release someone from isolation is made on a case-by-case basis and includes meeting of all of the following requirements. The patient is free from fever without the use of fever-reducing medications. The patient is no longer showing symptoms, including cough. The patient has tested negative on at least two consecutive respiratory specimens collected at least 24 hours apart. Someone who has been released from isolation is not considered to pose a risk of infection to others. Next question. Can someone who has been quarantined for COVID-19 spread the illness to others? Quarantine means separating a person or group of people who have been exposed to a contagious disease but have not developed illness symptoms from others who have been exposed in order to prevent the possible spread of that disease. Quarantine is usually established for the incubation period of the communicable disease, which is the span of time during which people have developed illness after exposure for COVID-19. The period of quarantine is 14 days from the last date of exposure, because 14 days is the longest incubation period seen for similar coronaviruses. Someone who has been released from COVID-19 quarantine is not considered a risk for spreading the virus to others because they have not developed illness during the incubation period. Can the virus cause COVID-19 to spread through the food? Including refrigerated or frozen food. Coronaviruses are generally thought to be spread from person to person through respiratory droplets. Currently, there is no evidence to support transmission of COVID-19 associated with food before preparing or eating food. It is important to always wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds for general food safety. And that's just common sense. I mean, if you don't wash your hands before you eat your food already, you're just a nasty piece of shit. There you have it. Anyways. Throughout the day, wash your hands after blowing your nose, coughing or sneezing, or going to the bathroom. Or just try and use common fucking sense. Again. In general, because of poor survivability of the coronaviruses on surfaces, there's likely very low risk of spread from food products or packaging that are shipped over a period of days or weeks at ambient, refrigerated, or frozen temperatures. So there you have it. Just wash your fucking hands. Just wash them. Wash them. Anyways. Will warm weather stop the outbreak of COVID-19? This is what I've been wondering about right here. It is not yet known whether weather and temperature impact the spread of COVID-19. Some other viruses, like the common cold and flu, spread more during cold weather months. But that does not mean it is impossible to become sick with these viruses during other months. At this time, it is not known whether the spread of COVID-19 will decrease when weather becomes warmer. There is much more to learn about the transmissibility, severity, and other features associated with COVID-19, and investigations are ongoing. So, we don't really fucking know when, if warm weather will kill it or not, but hopefully it does. What is community spread? Community spread means people have been infected with the virus in an area, including some who are not sure how or where they become infected. Okay, guys. And that is it for the frequently asked questions about the coronavirus in the news segment. And I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you all learned something new about the coronavirus. If so, you're welcome. And I know I learned some new things and I got some new stuff out of it, you know. But also, a lot of it was just common sense stuff. And I feel like some of you dickheads need to hear it. And anyways, later assholes, and I will catch you on the next segment. Hey guys, and welcome back to the weekly quotes. And in this week's weekly quotes, I have 25 motivational quotes from musicians or artists. And credit goes to musicnotes.com. So that's where I'm getting these quotes and stuff from. First one that I've got here pulled up. John Cage. I can't understand why people are frightened of new ideas. I'm frightened of the old ones. And that is true. See, if we don't freaking adapt to society and stuff, and we don't ever change, then, you know, that's when our society's really going to be taking a turn for the worst, you know? Because we have to be able to grow and change as a society and stuff like that instead of staying the same. Staying the same is not always good, you know? It's good to have, you know, new ideas and people with fresh ideas and fresh thoughts on everything, you know? So, yeah, that's a really good quote there by John Cage. Next quote. Ludwig van Beethoven. I would rather write 10,000 notes than a single letter of the alphabet. Okay. I'm feeling there, you know. This guy was a fucking genius songwriter and musician. And I can believe that. This next quote is from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And I know I just butchered his fucking name. But anyways, the music is not in the notes, but in the silence between. And that's an interesting observation, you know. And it's something I haven't really, it's not really a way that I've tried looking at music, but I'm going to keep an open mind. Let's see. Richard Wagner. Imagination creates reality. And that is so freaking true. All of our, I mean, if you think about it, everything in our society, it all started from imagination, right? You know, somebody had to think of it and imagine it and then, you know, put it into reality. So our entire existence is based off of imagination. If you really get down to it, just food for thought there. Anyways, Billy Joel. Musicians want to be the loud voice for so many quiet hearts. This guy, that's beautiful, man. Musicians want to be the loud voice for so many quiet hearts. Billy Joel. Man, that is fucking awesome. That right there, even that, you know, speaks straight to, you know, I mean, just punches you right in the heart box, man. You know, I love that. But anyways, next quote. Duke Ellington. The wise musicians are those who play what they can master. Ooh, sticking to what you're good at. That works for some people, you know. Sticking to what you're good at, you know. And improving, you know, your strength and everything. But I've also heard that it could be good to turn your weaknesses into your strength and play on that a little bit, you know? Again, another thought. But anyways, Dave Grohl. A musician should only sound like what they do, and no two musicians sound the same. It's an individual free thinking, you know? And yes, I do know. And that, again, that's what makes the world so beautiful is, you know, our free thought, you know what I mean? And our individualism, you know, it's fucking great. It would, imagine how boring it would be if everyone in the world was the exact same. Everybody just thought the same, like a bunch of robots, you know, filed off every morning to do the same thing all day, every day, and no one had an original thought. It would be fucking crazy, you know? Or imagine if everybody was just smart. The whole world was just geniuses. That would be fucking wild. You know, there's just no stupid people, Man, I can imagine it. You know, people would be fucking just smug as fuck to each other, you know what I mean? And just, you know, it would probably be a shitty way to live, you know? You gotta have some stupid fucking people out there, you know what I mean? Those guys play a part too. I mean, it's just good to have diversity, you know? Anyways, Louis Armstrong. Musicians don't retire. They stop when there's no music in them. And I think that's true for pretty much anybody that's doing what they love. And it's also true for the lower class because, you know, we'll never stop working. We have to work until the day we die to make ends meet for our family. Anyways, that just got depressing real quick, didn't it? My bad. Here's one by Prince. Despite everything, no one can dictate who you are to other people. And that is a good one. So fuck everybody. Don't listen to people, man. Just be yourself, you know? Just be you. Despite what anybody else thinks. Because 9 times out of 10, the people that judge you and don't like you don't fucking matter anyways. So be yourself. Love yourself. You'll enjoy it. James Taylor. I believe musicians have a duty, a responsibility to reach out to share your love or pain with others. James Taylor. Man, I like that one too. I love reading quotes because that's really get me going, you know. But anyways, I can feel that one because my poetry that I write, every bit of my poetry is sharing my pain with other people, hopefully my readers one day will, be able to feel it and reach them straight to the heart stuff, you know what I mean, with my poetry. I just write about everyday stuff, you know what I mean, if you really read it and stuff, you know, I try and write it in a way where, you know, anybody can interpret it, you know, and you can interpret my poetry in many different ways, you know, I mean, whichever way you want to as an individual, and I write it like that purposely. But anyway, so I feel that James Taylor is a good one. Roy Ayers. The true beauty of music is that it connects people. It carries a message, and we, the musicians, are the messengers. Roy Ayers. That is fucking great, you know? Bringing people together to have something that we can all mutually love. That's what musicians and artists do. And I love these guys for it. Eddie Van Halen. Okay, I don't like this quote so much. We're musicians. We make music for a living. That simple. Nothing else matters. Okay, I get that nothing else matters for the music, but that shit kind of came off. That kind of comes off to me like he's just in it for the money, the business. That's all Van Halen is. He's just a fucking symbol and, somebody to fucking. I mean, I don't really like his fucking music, anyways. And I think that's probably why his music isn't. You know, doesn't catch my eye because it's all for the money. It's all for the business. It's all for him to make a fucking living. And, I mean, he has no soul anymore, you know? The guy sold his fucking soul to the devil to make a dollar. And it happens, though, you know? But, anyways, that's it for the weekly quotes. I hope you guys enjoyed those quotes. I know I did. It always makes my day a little bit better to see some, positive stuff. So, anyways, later, guys, and don't forget to wash your hands. Goodbye, mother. other life. I'm so far gone. Hey, rich man, you're not alone. Hey, young mama, I'm lost without a clue. Mother, why can't you die? Father's gone above the sun. Sister soul, find yourself a hole. Brother death, go fight that wolf. Auntie peace, speak your voice. Grandmother's secrets, keep it hidden. Grandfather of love, shine on us. God of truth, will you come soon?